The new head coach, well, it's not really new. He's been a head coach for a while, but main camp officially got going for the Edmonton Oil Kings. A guy who's been a part of it for a long time as an associate coach. Now he's a head coach, which means he makes all the decisions. Steve Hamilton joins us. Steve, how are you?
I'm good, Jason.
Well, now you're the big boss. Do you have a bigger whistle?
It's a super whistle, actually. It's like the same size as my glove.
Nice. Do you just like tape it in there so you know where it is? Are you a guy, like, do you skate around with the whistle in your mouth like some coaches do?
No, I actually use the glove whistle. It goes right on the straps, right on the glove.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's actually it's my go-to.
Oh, nice. So no lanyard whistle for you then?
No, that's old school.
Okay. A few changes to your coaching staff. Let's talk about it. I know Marsh is in Browns now with the U of A Golden Bears. Just talk about your decisions to round out your coaching staff, what you like about it.
Well, we were certainly really, really pleased to be able to get Ryan on board. He was just a guy that I have a history with, and that's a big part of it. When you're going into a situation, you want to have guys that you rely on and know and have chemistry with, and Ryan certainly fit the bill, and we knew he's a good up-and-coming coach, and he's always kind of stayed in touch with me. We never really knew how things would play out, but he was a guy that when my position changed, you know, he was certainly right at the top of the list, and we wanted to, express some interest in him coming here, and it worked out well. And you know, with Sean, just the way things change on a coaching staff, you know, Sean's been a part-time guy for us for the last few years, and I kind of wanted to expand the role of Dustin Schwartz, our goalie coach, and our video coach, Jory Stupark, a little bit more. And, you know, we just felt like we had a good complement, and it was just one of those decisions with Sean's got other interests and other pursuits that kind of take the majority of his time. So, you know, I know he can stay involved with the Bears, and so it's worked out well.
Looking at your role now, you know what, you talked about it, you're going to have more say in a lot of different things, the power play and other such. It all starts now. I guess the one big thing for you, of course, is Curtis Lazar, because that, you know, that's the unfortunate part about being a head coach in the WHL is your best player, you don't really know for probably, what, another month, whether or not he's going to be with your team?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the development business, but it doesn't make the planning business any easier. And, you know, Curtis will head off to camp when that gets started, and that'll play out. I think we've always been pretty well aware that he's the kind of guy that may not be a 19-year-old player in the Western Hockey League. And if he can make the step to the National Hockey League at 19, we have to certainly consider that a feather in his cap, and then to some degree a feather in our cap. So we're pulling for him. I mean, it doesn't make it a lot easier for us as we transition kind of to the next stage in our, or the next part of the cycle, I guess is the best way to put it. Having Curtis would be a significant boost to our offense and to our leadership, but, you know, we can't control that, so we really just need to focus on the guys that are going to be here to start the season.
Steve Hamilton, head coach of the Oil Kings, joins us. Steve, what's your philosophy when you look at, you know, you got the preseason tournament coming up. With so many jobs up for grabs, do you want to try to get some continuity maybe earlier? Because especially amongst your forward group, you're going to have a lot of new faces.
Yeah, this year's actually been a bit different. The camps seem to be opening about a week later than they have in the past. So we're going to have the exhibition games in St. Albert, which typically would be a time where guys would get into one or the other. And then we would head up to Prince George for our two exhibition games up there with usually a pretty young roster because our NHL guys were away at camps. And this season, just the way it looks, guys aren't leaving to camps till the 12th and 13th, mm-hmm. which would make them eligible to come up to Prince George with us. So we're going to have a chance to see some guys, you know, a little bit more than we perhaps have in the past. And I think that's good. It's, you know, I think Randy is, we're going to get down to some pretty workable numbers after our red-white game here on Wednesday. And then we need to start to have a vision for what it looks like, because once those guys leave and come back from their camps, we'll be starting the season, if not having already started the season, when those guys return.
What's a workable number for you?
Probably in the high 20s, you know, to start. high 20s, and that probably includes some of our guys that maybe we look to move forward with some younger guys, 15 or 16-year-old guys who potentially long-term aren't with us, but we want to provide that experience. So, you know, high 20s is probably a reasonable number to move forward after the red-white game.
Steve, the reality in any team is there's certain spots up for grabs, and realistically, maybe on a team every year, there's two or three that are open, and there's usually four or five guys battling for those spots. How do you try to make it fair as a coach in the preseason? Do you look at ice time and ensure that, okay, if we got two kids battling for one winger spot, I want to make sure they both get, whether it's penalty kill time or power play time or even strength time? Do you monitor it that closely to try to give it, you know, the most fair evaluation?
We do try and balance things out as much as possible. I mean, your line mates have a lot to do with that. If you put a young guy with two veteran forwards, you know, two veteran line mates, it can certainly change the complexion of his game versus a guy who may be slotted in with two other young guys. So we try and balance that out as much as possible. And in the preseason, the special teams, we try and really just roll with it. We want guys to have different experiences and see them in different environments. But, you know, everybody's got a file that they came in with. You know, their scouts have done a good job. Randy's done a tremendous job tracking, you know, these guys over the past year or two. And so everybody comes in here with a pretty good understanding of what we can expect from their game. And then it's, you know, we give them that opportunity to shine. And it's not easy. It's tough to play in the Western Hockey League, and it's a competitive game, and it's a competitive business part of it. But I think this year is a year that maybe players look and see more light at the end of the tunnel than perhaps in the last few years in terms of cracking the roster. So from that perspective, I think there's a lot of energy, you know, and they see the hope there.
Steve, in some situations, it's difficult for an associate coach who at times is more of a go-between as a player coach to then go become the head coach, where he's got to be a little bit more of a disciplinarian. How do you, and you've done it before, but how do you do it at this level? Do you have conversations with the leaders? Do you say anything? Because obviously now, you know, it is different with you being the sheriff rather than the assistant sheriff.
Yeah, it is a little bit different, and I think that's part of, you figure that out as you go. I think who I am and how I am with the guys, I don't think it will change just simply because my personality kind of shines through and how I've conducted myself around here. So the guys know what to expect. Yeah, there's always tough conversations to be had, and there's always difficult things that go on in the course of the year that you have to handle. But, you know, I'm a big believer that you hold guys accountable and be consistent, and everybody respects that. I mean, sometimes decisions aren't easy, but people can respect, you know, can respect the consistency and the accountability. And I think that that's important for all players. And ultimately, they don't always like decisions that are made, but they can understand and respect them.
And Tristan Jarry, what's your plan? How many games do you need to see him in preseason, or at least before he goes to camp?
Well, we just had that conversation, and it's funny that, you know, we still got quite a few young goalies here, and, you know, we're in that. Tristan's 19 years old, and I, barring some unforeseen circumstances, probably not here as a 20-year-old, so we have an eye on the future as well. And, you know, we want to get him enough minutes in our preseason that he feels prepared as he goes to Pittsburgh's camp. So it's a bit of a juggling act, and we want to, you know, we'll probably talk to him a little bit about things and then see where our numbers play out into exhibition season. But, you know, he'll get the start tonight in our first scrimmage, and then, you know, we'll adjust as it goes in terms of numbers. But, you know, I certainly don't anticipate him being overworked in the preseason by any stretch.
And then in the regular season, do you need 20 games from a young backup? Is that kind of, the right number to look for, or maybe even more because Jarry could be a guy going to the World Juniors?
Well, that is a piece that we have to factor in. I think 20, I've always felt like a third to two-thirds, you know, two-thirds starts for Tristan would be ideal. It doesn't always work out that way. We were in a situation last year where, you know, Tristan really took on, you know, 60-plus games during the regular season, and to his credit, he held it together through the Memorial Cup. And I know that, you know, how difficult that is when you're the guy every night and really handled himself well. I think just with obvious eye on the future, it would be important for our, you know, our backup goaltender this year to get some more starts. I just think it would help the transition into potentially next season.
Steve, good to be talking hockey again. Enjoy it.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks very much, Jason.